Warning, this episode will contain strong sexual content, so if you are under the age of 18 or easily offended, you may want to...
Get the fuck out!
This is the 29th hentai episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. You can find us at www.aaapodcast.com. So, I think this episode will probably actually contain a little bit more strong sexual content than usual, so we really do mean at your own risk, so...
Oh, yeah. So, thank you. Yes.
My name is Mitsugi, and the voice you're hearing on the other end, the very boisterous one, is Roko. So, how are you doing, Roko?
I'm doing good. It's glad to be back.
Roko, I know that it's about 8 p.m. where we're on the east coast of the United States at the time that we record this, so I know that you're probably imbibing on something right now. So, what is the drink of the night for you?
The drink of the night is actually a Roko special.
Oh, really?
It is a homebrewed cider that I made completely from scratch.
Homebrewed cider?
It is a homebrewed hard cider, complete with an ounce of Citra hops, 3 pounds of golden malt extract, and a very strong wine yeast that I like to think of as my friend.
So, you and I are both from West Virginia, so did you, make that in like a bathtub or a toilet?
No, not quite.
Not quite.
I've graduated a little bit from that. I'm using buckets now.
So let me take this moment to let everybody know that this episode is very off the cuff and largely unedited, and is a pretty large detraction from what we normally record on our regular episodes, which are generally speaking pretty clean. So if you are offended by strong sexual content, you might want to check out the regular episodes of the podcast. So just to let you guys know. Anyway, Roko, it's been a while since we've talked with you. Is there anything new going on in your life that you want to share, or how's Roko been doing?
Roko's been doing pretty good. I recently got promoted again at work.
Great.
So that was nice. I'm moving across town. I'm gonna be saving a lot of money. Going to Punta Cana in like a week.
Did you say Poon?
I did. I said Punta Cana. That's where all the poon goes.
So did you get promoted to like executive masturbator, or what are you now?
Actually, I am the CMO. I'm the chief masturbating officer.
Really? That's quite a title and quite a high position in the company.
Basically my job is I just walk around the halls and masturbate on people.
Do they pay you in like lube and condoms and things like that?
Yeah. Sometimes they pay me in butt plugs too, but I usually just sell those on eBay.
Oh, I see. So a little bit of side income.
Yeah, you could say that.
Cool. So, anything else?
Let's see. Not really. I just took a karate belt test and graduated, so I'm now a purple belt in Kaju Kenpo.
Cool. Purple
which
belt.
Just karate jujitsu kenpo and Chinese boxing.
Nice. So,
yeah. How about you? How have you been?
I'm doing pretty well. I just started a new job. Nothing quite like chief masturbating officer, but I'm doing my best.
we all can't be the CMO.
Recently brought a brand new car for the first time and found an apartment. So, life's starting back up again, but it's good to be back in America finally. But I have brought with me today many stories from Japan to share with everybody. Maybe perhaps the last round of firsthand Tokyo nightclub stories for you guys.
Oh, man. He's been keeping them all bundled up and shit. Let's hear them. I'm ready.
We have a good one tonight. So for those of you that missed out on prior episodes of the podcast, on our last couple hentai episodes, we've been going through the Tokyo nightclub sort of circuit of hentai episodes. Hentai episode 26, we did the Cabaret Club, and then we did the O-Pub, which is kind of a level up from the Cabaret Club. And then after that, we did the Dark Pleasures of the Mimikaki. So you'll want to listen to that.
The ear waxing, right?
The ear cleaner. The ear.
Yeah.
And tonight we're going to be talking about Gita Gita Girls, which is another nightclub. And how Mitsugi and his Japanese friends got very badly swindled in downtown Tokyo. So that's quite a story. And then we're actually going to be having a very Howard Stern-esque live interview with Roko and his girlfriend, whom used a special sex toy that we're going to be talking about that way that we purchased from JList.com. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. So that's probably where most of your strong sexual content is going to come from. And then
it's going to be a juicy story.
After that, we're going to be talking about pretty much a brand new hentai that came out in April 2014, so just a couple months ago, called Pandra the Animation. And so it's a pretty full hentai episode, which is pretty unusual. So why don't we get started?
All right.
So
let's do it.
I know, Roko, that you don't really have any of these firsthand Tokyo experiences. So just feel free.
Not as awesome as your stories.
Well, I have lots of them by now, but feel free to chime in whenever you have questions.
Okay.
So I knew that this was going to be one of the last nights that I was going out into Tokyo to do like dirty nightclub things with my friend and my Japanese buddy and his friend. And so we trained into Tokyo. This was maybe back in April, maybe the last week of April, and We wanted to go someplace really special because it was going to be one of the last nights. And so we went to a place called Gita Gita Girls, which I think Gita Gita is a Gitaigo Japanese compound word that means like glitter, I think, like shiny or glittery.
Ooh, I like shiny girls.
So this place is actually famous not only in Japan but in the whole world. People know about this place, kind of like how people know about Mons Venus and Space
Mons
Odyssey
Venus.
In Tampa.
Mons Venus truly is a dream.
Which you and I will probably go to when you come visit Florida.
I've been there, so we'll get to have a collective experience.
So the Gita Gita Girls, first of all, the price is pretty good. It's it's a nightclub, much like the prior clubs that I talked about, but previously I was talking about these places being about $60 an hour, right?
Yeah.
If you go before 10 p.m., and I think that we got in at about 9:30, so we slipped in right under the cutoff. It's only about $30 for the hour, so it's not so bad. Pretty cheap, actually, if you think about it. But
there's probably like nothing going on though.
It was pretty lively in there, but we'll get
really?
To that. So, Gita Gita Girls is really super famous because I think it's because of the decor of the establishment. So, first of all, the outside of the building is just this wash of flashing light bulbs. So they have like the entire front of the building is just covered in patterns of like. Not Christmas lights, but like marquee lights, if you can imagine that, you know?
Yeah.
Like bigger and brighter and multicolored and very swirly and pattern-esque. It's hard to imagine, but it's quite a sight. And
does it make you trip sack just looking at it?
If you were on some kind of acid or LSD or something, you might trip your ass off looking at this. And then you walk over a little bit more to the left past the entrance, and of course there's tons of people because this area of the street is full of these dirty clubs. It's I think we were in Shinjuku, but yeah, I think it was Shinjuku, but I can't remember exactly. And the craziest thing that I saw at the club was there is like a sort of like a roller skating rink built into the side of the building.
Okay.
And it serves no purpose whatsoever other than marketing. And you can't actually
what
go.
What the fuck?
You can't actually
Japan
go.
Is so weird.
You can't actually go onto the rink, but there are girls on the roller skating rink riding on mech warriors.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have to maybe find a picture of that on Google. I have photos I can show you, and they're also posted to our Twitter feed.
All right, I'm going to Google this real quick.
You have to go back a little bit on our Twitter feed. You can tweet us at AAA Podcast, but there are photos of the girls riding these mech warrior type robots. And so it's kind of like you have like a girl sitting in a chair and she has these controls kind of like you'd have like on a piece of construction equipment. And the mech warriors have like legs that are functioning. And on the back of the mech warrior, there's like a gigantic naked girl mannequin that's about 8 feet tall waving her arms around. So like it sounds impossible to imagine
what?
This. But imagine, and the girl herself is wearing like an armored suit that it's very anime-esque, but and I can only imagine that the girl inside the suit had to be smoking hot. Did you find a photo?
What? No way!
Did you find a photo?
I might be looking at it. This girl's gotten, like, reflective silver plate mail samurai armor with, like, giant blades in like her helmet coming down like look like hair.
Yeah.
Is this what you're looking at?
So if you Google Gita Gita G-I-R-A G-I-R-A girls and then type in robot, it's the second photo on Google. So and Gita Gita girls has no nudity or anything. but it's probably still not really considered safe for work, so you might want to be careful. But so you can imagine, people come from all over the world and all over the country just to come to this place, and you can see in the photos sort of the style of decor that this place has. Multicolored lights everywhere. If you were like tripping on acid or something, you may die inside this place.
This place is crazy.
So you might die inside of here if you were on LSD. Your brain would explode. So after you wave and look at the girl on the mech warrior and act dumb for a while, you actually go inside the place, and the inside of the decor on the inside is just as crazy. You have the walls are just literally just covered with decorations of multicolored. You have like lizards crawling on the walls. They're not real. They're fake. But like, everything's multicolored, like a tie-dye T-shirt. It's unbelievable. And
didn't we go to this place? What the fuck?
Well, actually, I didn't know about it when you visited Japan.
Oh,
man! But
if we ever go back, we gotta go to this place.
We can go back.
I'm sending you a link. You gotta tell me if this is what you're talking about. Damn.
So you get inside of the Gita Gita Girls, and you have to go down a couple flights of stairs, right? They make you go way down. Into maybe even like the second basement. I'm not really sure exactly, but you get in here and it's basically just a cabaret club, much like the first place I talked about, where the girls talk to you and, you know, stroke your ego, and they drink, and then they have the short time where they take their tops off and ride on you and stuff like that.
Right.
But at Gita Gita Girls, it's a little bit different. So it's more family friendly, if that makes sense. Like. Then it's more family friendly than the other places. The girls don't take their tops off, but they are wearing bikinis the entire time, like really skimpy bikinis. And
so how's that family friendly?
Well, it's more family friendly in the sense that they're not getting naked and riding on you like dry humping you for 30 seconds or whatever.
Man, so, what? Fuck this place.
So, well, 5 seconds ago it was the greatest place on earth, and now you're saying fuck it. So, So you're down there, and the decorations down and where you're actually sitting with the girls is just as crazy, and the music's loud, and
of course the music's loud. It's a fucking multi tie dye colored club where you trip sack and see chicks in bikinis and mech warriors.
There were a lot of girls. I'd say the ratio of girls to guys might have been more than 1-to-1. They might have had more than one girl per guy here. There was a lot of them, and. We had some pretty cool girls. I mean, one of the girls had, like, her cell phone out, and she had, like, a keychain of an anime character that I recognized. I can't remember what it was, but I recognized it. And this is all taking place in Japanese, but we ended up having this super crazy anime conversation with these girls, and that were, like, insanely hot, like, unbelievably hot, much hotter than any of the girls at any of the other clubs. They were younger and cuter. I imagine you can't work in a place like this unless you're 18, but I'm thinking that the girls were probably close to 18, 19. And, I mean, when the short time starts, you know, and they start and they do their little thing where they sort of, you know, get the reason why you're in there is for the short time. It's much different than the prior places. Like, they still do their weird, like, parade where they cycle around the establishment. But you've got, like, girls that they come out of nowhere, like ninjas, and they're, like, pole dancing.
Wah! Hello, boobies!
They're pole dancing and swinging on, like, trapezes, like Cirque du Soleil. And they're doing, like, this parade where they walk around the restaurant. And, like I don't know, Japanese girls just have, like, really small bodies. And the one girl that we had been talking to had just, like, the sexiest little, like, tight body. I know that sounds really, like... super perverse to say that, but she was just smoking hot, like, you know, like 2% body fat. I don't know.
Nothing perverse about it, man.
Anyway. I mean, it was worth it to be in there just because of how hot the girls were. Like, screw having their tits hanging out. Like, I didn't even need that. It was just as fun without it, and for the price, it was great. But they walk around, they slap five with you, and it's nothing too, like, intense, which I think is, you know, you're not in there for, like, the sexy stuff. You're in there for the madness of it, because it's just so crazy. It's like sensory overload. Your colors, multicolors everywhere, and loud music, and girls, and it's just glittering
that
girls.
Sounds,
what can I say?
That sounds awesome, dude.
Yeah, I mean, and, it was cool that the girls we were talking to were, like, super anime fans, and I'm remembering something that I talked about with the girl. She was talking about how much she loved, oh, God, I can't remember what character it was, but I'm just gonna say it was, like the character from, I think it was one of the characters from Amnesia or one of those really terrible male harem animes. I can't remember exactly. Yeah.
But dude, I love me a male harem anime.
She loved this character, and she was, you know, it's cool. It's really rare to find like a girl that loves anime at all. Period. Right. But to find a Japanese girl who loves anime that has like a 10 out of 10 body and is super cute is just kind of crazy. But this girl was psychotic, like psychotic anime fan. She had photos on her phone of shrines that she had built in her apartment for this anime character, and a birthday cake that she made this character and had scattered like photos of the character all over like the table around the cake.
Oh,
it was
my God,
crazy,
really?
Shit. Like, you know, this girl might be smoking hot and might be young and cute, but she's crazy.
Dude, have you heard about the Universal Hot Crazy Matrix?
I have. Yeah.
Dude, she's in the no-go zone.
Yeah, this girl was about an 8-9 on crazy and like a 10 out of 10 on hot. So I don't know where that falls. Way in the upper right quadrant of that matrix.
Okay, so then she's in the danger zone is where she is.
She was in the fuck zone, but not wife or date material.
Well, maybe, yes. Maybe that's below the diagonal line in the middle of the matrix. So it's the danger zone. Fuckable, but dangerous.
I take it back. She was definitely in the date zone, but she was definitely fucking crazy. I don't know about wife zone. So.
Well, that sounds pretty fucking crazy. I think that'd take you out of the date zone, but that's a discussion for another time.
Anyway, it was pretty fun. And of course, the hour vanishes. You get in there and you sit down and it's over. So even though it's a full hour, but it feels like 5 minutes.
Right, because it's like, oh my God, titties everywhere.
Anyway, so then we left, and because it was already really late, but we wanted to, my friend's friend had driven down to Tokyo in his car, and it's a pretty far drive. It's about an hour, and we felt bad because he hadn't been able to do anything yet. So we decided to go to one more club, and I let them pick because I always do because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and. Although, actually, at this point, you and I could probably go, and I could manage it, I think, by myself without them. Because I've now done this, like, 4 or 5 times, so... But I don't know the difference, so I just kind of leave it up to them. So we went to this place, and it was a totally normal O-pub. You sit with a... I had one girl that was super... She was a little bit too high class to be working there. She was, like... I could tell she was intelligent. She was, like, a ballet student. She had all these other like things she had going for her, and I'm wondering why are you working in a cabaret club, you know? But I'm not going to talk about this club at all because it's not even 10% as interesting as the other one. But the interesting thing, the terrible thing about this club was that we ended up getting swindled really bad on the price. I guess this is something that you got to be careful about when you're going into these clubs, and I just kind of left it up to my Japanese friends, and afterwards during the conversation. Took me a while to figure out what was going on, but basically they charge you by the hour, right? And then at these clubs, the girl will always ask you, will you buy me a drink? And so you say yes, and the drink costs way too much money, but you do it anyway, because otherwise you look like a fuckface.
Right.
So basically, you expect to leave the club for about 60 or 70 bucks after an hour, but this place charged us a table fee. So, like, for every table, so they separated us. So we were at three different tables, and they charged us three table fees. And the table fee was something like 30 bucks a piece. 30 bucks for the table fee.
Really?
Yeah. And then there were all these fees because they swapped the girls out. And so they changed my girl once, so I bought her the other girl a drink too. And so they charged us for switching the girls and for buying the drinks. At this point, it's already way overpriced. But on top of all of that, they charged us a 30% tax of the total bill. Okay.
For what?
For fucking nothing. Cause they're swindling and cheating you. They're like basically fine. There's probably some fine print on the price where they try to fuck you. And we got downstairs, and I have been spending $60 to $70 an hour for any of these places.
Right.
But our total bill for the three of us for only an hour was $580.
No way.
I'm dead serious. It's about 3 times the normal price, right?
I would have left.
Well, this is Japan, you know, and they're kind of non-confrontational. And I told my friend, I was like, you know, shoujiki janai, eh? Like, It's not honest. And we were talking about it, and I was telling the guy that we should fucking call the police because this is bullshit. But he was like, oh, man, looks like, eh? Like, it's a pain in the ass. And he basically, I think he paid, like, $400 of the $580, and then we left. There was, like, a negotiation.
Who was this? Like, your friend?
My friend. There was, like, a negotiation that happened, and I didn't really have any money left because I had already spent everything I had that night, and he was basically treating me. It was his treat because it was my last night, and I felt really bad, so I ended up giving him, like, my last $40 that I had in my pocket just because that was... I felt so bad about it, but... So you do have to be careful when you go to these clubs. So out of the five or six, out of the six or seven clubs I went to, one of them fucked us. So I don't know that that's normal. He said this has never happened to him before, and this guy goes to Soaplands like every weekend. So
really,
yeah. So he has, yeah. He could come on this. He could do an entire year worth of weekly episodes on Soaplands, I'm sure. I wish his English was better because that would make for a damn good episode of this. But
right,
yeah. Anyway, so you purchased some. So why don't we segue into our next section of the podcast? Do you have any questions about these clubs at all?
Yeah. Okay. Why didn't you tell these guys to fuck themselves?
Well,
and just leave.
It's part of the.
Wait. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but there's probably like 10 Tokyo police officers
in the whole city. Like, yeah,
pretty much. The whole city. Because when I went over there, I saw. One police car in like 2 weeks.
Well, what you're saying is correct. I mean, the police are very scarce because people are generally really honest and the crime rates are super low in Japan. Like, you don't have to worry about things. Like, you could walk around by yourself and I see... It was like 1 a.m. at this point and there's girls walking down the street by themselves in an area that is pretty sketchy.
But 1 p.m.? I thought you said that...
Sorry, 1 a.m. 1 a.m., oh. Whatever.
And, right, but I thought you went in at 9:30.
Yeah, sorry. It's 1 a.m. by now. And, I mean, in America, you would pay the guy what you think is normal and fucking leave. Or that's the attitude that I have. I either wanted to call the police or pay a normal, like, cabaret club price, you know, like $70 a piece, and fucking leave. And what the hell is the guy going to do? Japanese people are so non-confrontational. They'll do anything to maintain like social harmony. Literally, that's just how they are. Like, you will never see a people fighting in public in Japan. It's not going to happen. And you know, this is the kind of thing that causes like a huge fight in America. You know, you might punch the guy out or pull a knife out. I don't know. $600 for an hour is a huge scam.
Right? But, seriously.
But he would rather just pay the money and leave and then have to deal with the police because it's just a big ordeal and he didn't want to deal with it. And it was bad, but that's just how the Japanese people are, and it was 4 Japanese people and me, so I was a little bit outnumbered, right? You know? So right? That's how that happens, I mean.
Oh, man, that's rough. Well, you had a nice friend. What was your friend's name?
I don't want to say his name on the
oh,
on
that,
the
yeah.
We'll call him Hiroshi. How about that?
Honor be to Hiroshi.
Yeah, he was a nice guy, and I want him to come to Florida, and he said he was going to visit because I wanted to take him to, like, Mons Venus because they don't...
That would blow his mind.
I mean, they barely... He goes to Soaplands, which is more than Mons Venus, but...
But Mons Venus pales in price.
It does. It pales in price, and the girls there are freakishly hot, and
because they're all UCF students. And, they're all, like, 18.
Oh, USF, you mean?
USF,
University,
sorry,
of Tampa or whatever. So
yeah.
Well, and plus to him, Western, like the Japanese men, Western girls are like goddesses. You know? So like it's whatever you don't have. Like I thought the Japanese girl who loved anime was like the hottest thing I'd seen in Japan as far as Japanese girls go. But he would fucking blow like a full nudity strip club, Mons Venus. You know, we're like...
No, total instant nosebleed.
Like, yeah, his head would explode. So I really want to take him there. So, but I don't know if he'll ever make the trip over here just because, you know, it's $1,000 to fly over here, so it's pretty rough.
Right.
Anyway, so Roko, do you have any other questions?
No.
No, okay. So we bought an item off of J-List, compliments of J-List, actually. So... JList.com is a great website where you can go and buy all kinds of anime-related merchandise and goods, and it's perfect for this episode and this, you know, subject matter, because JList, in addition to having pretty much any kind of Japanese or anime goods you can find, including foods and things like that, they also have a quote-unquote adult corner on their website.
Oh, they do.
And they sell, like, hentai games, hentai manga, gravure videos, just all manner of pornography, naked like anime figures, sex toys, lube, like whatever the fuck. They sell all this shit. So I told Roko, I said, Roko, we're gonna promote an item from JList. I think you should go on there and find something really interesting for a hentai episode. Right?
Yeah.
And what did you buy, Roko?
Well, I was trolling around this porn corner of JList, right?
Yeah, it's not safe for work.
I may have done... Actually, I did not do this at work. So I must have done this on my couch or my projector, and I was trolling around.
With your
and
dick
I was
out.
Like, with my dick out. Just was just
holding,
everywhere.
Holding your dick.
I got so excited. And I stumbled upon this device that looked like that. It looked like it might be quite fun to punish my girlfriend with.
Okay, that's typical of Roko.
And so it turned out to be a Sailor Moon-themed crystal wand dildo. It's made out of glass, solid glass. I'm holding it in my hand right now, and I'd say it's probably about...
Now, it says on the JList website that the length is about 8 inches. Does that seem about right to you?
I was going to guess about 7 inches, so I was off by an inch, but that seems about right, but I think that's probably total length and not the length of the actual part that you do the ramming with.
So this thing is, if you want to go on JList and buy this for your girlfriend or for yourself, I'm not going to ask questions, whatever. Or if you're a girl, that'd be normal, right?
Right?
Or if you're a girl, buy it for your boyfriend. Let him use it on you or whatever.
He will have fun with it.
This is called the Crystal Heart of Glass Wand Sailor Moon Dildo. And it's about $25, which is pretty cheap. I think it's pretty cheap. You said
I would say this item is quite quality for $25. It even comes with this awesome case that was free, right? And it basically it's kind of a similar shape to the dildo. It's like translucent, like regular plastic. It's pretty hardy. But it clicks in and like vacuum seals with like this like plastic a rubber O-ring, so it like sits perfectly in there. It has like, a little piece of styrofoam that like stabilizes. This thing could like fall off your shelf and probably be fine.
Okay, so the actual product description on JList is pretty funny. If you want to find this thing easier, if you go to jlist.com/product/NSN01, NSN01, you can find it right away. The description's pretty funny. It says they're actually pulling this card. They say it's an extremely high quality tool for female stress relief that gives your partner enjoyment too.
It does. And it's a true description.
It says the perfect beginner dildo for girls who want to spend some private time alone with that special tuxedo mask. Oh. We think this awesome glass dildo would make a nice novelty toy for fans of Sailor Moon, who are often fighting evil by moonlight, so to speak. So we have a special, very sort of Howard Stern-esque treat for you guys. For the first time ever, we're having Roko's girlfriend come on the podcast. So, Have we come up with a name yet for Roko for your girlfriend yet, Roko?
I have. Introduce yourself.
We decided on Ayumi.
Ayumi.
Yes.
Ayumi-chan. Okay, so I do actually think so. We're gonna have a little interview here with Ayumi and talk about the experience of this item. But I gotta admit, I feel a little weird interviewing your girlfriend about a sex toy, so you're gonna have to handle the interview here, Roko. So
right.
I'm gonna let you sort of take over and talk about this thing.
All right. So, Ayumi, when we received this package not too long ago, what were your first impressions when I pulled it out of the box? When I looked at you with my shit-eating grin?
I was pretty excited for my stress relief.
Your stress relief, right?
Yes.
your job must be lovely after a tough day at work, right?
It's true.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and be honest and say that she seemed very hesitant.
A little bit.
By the way, I don't want to get arrested. How old is Ayumi?
Ayumi is 24.
Okay, good. So we're definitely in the clear here. I just wanted to make that clear.
Definitely in the clear. So, Ayumi.
Yes?
How did Roko persuade you to partake in this item that Jayla so lovingly sponsored for us?
Well, at that point I was already really wanting, you know. And
you were feeling kind of horny?
Yeah.
Was there perhaps some drinking involved?
There was a little bit of drinking the first trial, and the second time there was a little more drinking. And that was even more enjoyable.
Yeah?
Yes.
So this is an item that is more enjoyable with alcohol?
Yes.
That
is true.
Would you say that Sailor Moon would probably want to get drunk before she maybe used such an item?
Oh, yeah. She'd want to get at least a little tipsy, definitely.
She's totally a fucking whore, man. Let's be realistic.
Have either of you watched any Sailor Moon?
I've watched a little bit of it.
Okay. All right, so we have. I know that we definitely have some Sailor Moon fans that listen to this podcast that are either loving this or just cringing based off.
So I'm gonna describe this a little bit, okay? So because we neglected to do so, it is it's kind of wand shaped in the sense that there's a pink heart that is molded onto like. It's almost like a sword, like guard, you know, like the little thing that comes out over your fingers. I forget what that's called, but anyways,
a hilt.
It's a hilt. It's got a comfortable spherical hilt. It'll fit in like the first two of your fingers and your thumb. So it's kind of like a little mini sword, you know, on guard, vagina. But it comes up and there's these spherical balls that are molded into a more solid, straight shaft. So there's actually two of them. One's about a quarter of the inch from the bait from the hilt, and then there's about, I'd say, what do you think? What do you think, Ayumi? Like 3/4 inch between these?
Yeah, it's like an inch. Yeah.
It's like maybe an inch between like the epicenter of these two spheres.
How big are these spheres? Are they like golf ball sized or ping pong
ball
size?
No, they're about, I'd say they're a little smaller than ping pong ball size. Probably I'd say they're about ping pong ball size.
Being my first glass dildo, I was kind of concerned that, you know, I wasn't sure if I'd like that or not. Just, you know, you've never experienced that before.
So you're not exactly murdering yourself with this like dildo. It's not like you're thrusting like tennis ball sized things up inside of you.
Right. No. Well, I'm not done yet, but after the second like sphere, it comes up into more of like an oval. It's more of like the shape of like Mr. Lemonhead, his head, right?
Okay.
And there is a little bit of a I won't call it a point, but how would you describe it, Amy?
Well, it's like a dull point. Like, it's not sharp. It doesn't look like it hurt that bad, but it's distracting.
Yeah. That was our one reserve with the item, but after a bit of drinking, and let's also keep in mind that Ayumi is quite the novice when it comes to such toys. After she warmed up a little bit,
it just helped to relax a little first.
I think that she really liked it. I really gave her a good pounding with it.
Well, it's nice having a glass one because, you know, you get it nice and cold.
We actually put it in the fridge first. Before I railed her with it.
That's a very descriptive word, rail.
Yeah, it's kind of like I had it in like a back fist orientation, and I just pushed it back and forth real fast, and like it's neat because like the balls slide in and out, you can feel them going in and out. What's that feel like, Ayumi?
Well, like I thought that it might be like uncomfortable or, you know, unusual, but it felt really good, especially when it's cold. Different parts feel colder than others.
Oh, so you like it cold?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I'm a very big fan of the cold.
Yeah. Okay. She didn't quite make it over the all. She didn't quite make it all the way to the hilt.
No, but it was still really nice, and we can give it future test runs.
She's a tiny thing.
Well, I mean, it is pretty big, like...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's but it isn't like a little 4-inch thing, so...
No, it's definitely not. It's got a nice weight to it. I think we both enjoyed feeling it, you know.
When it's cold, it feels nice even against the clit or other parts.
Yeah, we did a little bit of that too. The little I don't want to call it a blunt end, but it's like it's kind of like a rounded. It's definitely not like spherical in the end, like the rest of it's not a sphere, so it's more of an oval type thing. So that was nice to kind of work on our clit with.
It was.
But, yeah.
So would you say? Would you say that it was worth the $25?
Oh yeah, definitely for $25.
It's pretty well made. I mean, they're like, normally when I get a piece of glassware or something like that, I tend to look for little bubbles in the middle of the glass, right? Because that's not good. It's not a solid piece of glass,
right?
And I don't really see any of that in here. Maybe there are a couple of little abrasions from manufacturing, but it's perfectly smooth, and those are just on the surface, which, I mean, for a piece of glass of this size, that's $25. I mean, that's you're not gonna get better than that.
And Sailor Moon themed.
And it's Sailor Moon themed, and it comes with the sweet case, and of course, they gave us the little anime glasses and the little tissues to clean up your jizz with. Thanks, Jayless. We always appreciate those anime-themed tissues.
Ayumi, did you call Roko Tuxedo Mask while you guys were using it?
We hadn't thought of that yet.
No, we hadn't thought of that.
Maybe next time.
We have to work on that.
Yeah.
I can see how it'd be a good sort of, they call it a perfect beginner dildo for girls. Because I've seen those electric dildos that are $60, and they have the part for your ass, and then they have a section that's ribbed in the middle, and it fucking spins. Have you seen those things?
Yeah, remember we went to the porn shop and we saw them together.
That shit would I feel like you're trying to murder somebody if you're using that one of those fucking things.
That would be so much fun. I'd love to slam that up in you.
I don't know how much fun that would be for me.
Yeah, I think you'd like it.
I think that's one of those. Those are one of those items that you have to warm up to for years before you're using that thing.
Yeah, you're desperate for something new. It's like dildo alien style.
I wish Jayless sold the Shingeki no Kyochin, the gigantic Attack on Titan sized dildos that they sell in Akihabara. But I don't know if that would be possible for use either. Pretty gigantic. Okay, so do you guys want to have anything else you want to say about the Crystal Heart of Glass wand?
Do you have anything you want to say?
I don't think so. Pretty much sums it up.
I have one last question for her. What was your favorite thing about this item?
How it has the little balls. I actually really enjoy those.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought she'd say.
All right. Well, thank you, Ayumi. It was a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
Cool. All right. So, my only regret is that I wish that they made one of these for each of the Sailor Scouts. They'd have a themed one for each of them. But
they could just change the color of the heart on the end.
They could.
Maybe just change it to something different. Yeah. Use the same. Actually, what if they had a whole series? That'd be cool. I'd buy them.
Yeah,
I'd promote them.
Or what if they just had like the end of it you could unscrew and put on a different attachment?
Well, that's tough because this is glass. That adds a whole another level of expense onto the item.
I guess so. You
had to that would be the Sailor Moon Advanced series.
Yeah.
That one comes with all kinds of weird gadgets and shit you've never seen before.
Well, there are some people out there that are willing to spend $1,000 for a sex robot, or $5,000 for a...
Have you ever seen those fuck machines?
Yeah, I've seen them.
The dildo that just goes back and forth, over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Some of those shops in Akihabara had a bunch of those machines.
Man, if I was a chick, I'd probably love that shit.
They also had ones that for dudes.
If I mean, think about that. That's $1,000 well spent. You instead of going out to the bar and being and you know maybe getting something from some dirty dude, you can just stay at home. I mean, fuck dudes. Why would you even need dudes? You got the fuck machine.
Well, there's like millions of Japanese men and women that are probably using those because we know people aren't. Most people aren't dating nowadays because the birth rate is rapidly, you know, falling year by year. So, anyway, without further ado, why don't we talk about Pandra for a little bit?
Oh, Pandra.
So, what did you I mean, did you expect it to be another incest hentai before you started watching this thing? We've had some bad luck lately.
No, I did not. But it wasn't so bad.
So, Pandra is a brand new OVA-style hentai that's done by Pink Pineapple, which is a pretty well-known hentai company. I've seen stuff. Pink Pineapple's been making hentai for decades. It's been around for a long time. It's 27 minutes long. It came out in April, as I said, so it's only about 4 months old. And I think it looks like it's about 4 months old. It looks pretty nice.
It's very strange in that it kind of has a plot.
Not really.
I mean, but it kind of does. I was getting it, like I don't even know who the characters really were because like, I'm not really good with that kind of thing. But
who the fuck cares what they're called?
Well, yeah, exactly.
It's a fucking hentai,
right? So like, they keep opening like the pit. Like, I'm assuming that Pandra is their way of saying Pandora.
Right. It's Pandora with like, the O removed.
Right. Pandora.
The animation.
So it's like spelled in English the way that they would say it out. Right. But it's not actually. They forgot a letter there, bub. But they keep opening like the book and like it like infects them with like the demon soul and then they become like this fuck hungry like servant of hell and all they do is fucking suck dicks and take dicks and just get jizzed all over. And then, like, it, like, spreads, doesn't it? And then, the one girl at the end is, like, you know, trying to resist it. And she's kind of like the main character. And she ends up becoming one of these fuck demons. And
spoiler.
Then, spoiler indeed.
It's a fucking spoiler hentai. Alert.
She's, like, it ends with a suspenseful moment of, like, her cursing them and like saying that she's going to come back and one of those suspenseful endings of like how am I going to get out of this as she's getting railed from every orifice possible and loving it at the same time but like not liking it a little bit because now she's like a sex servant.
Yeah, so this is actually based on a manga, I guess it's a porn manga called Pandra Shiroki Yokubo Kuro no Kibo, which I don't know, I'm not going to bother translating that right now, but the synopsis for that is a mysterious white-haired girl searches for Pandora's box. So that happens in the anime, too. And
she finds it.
She does. And she opens it.
Yep.
Fucking don't open it. God damn it, don't open Pandora's box. That's everybody fucking knows that.
Right? She kind of deserves it, though, because she sex-fucked and, like, raped all those other people. It was, like, 12 other people, wasn't it, that they said?
When
she was in her moments of guilt, she was like, I deserve this, though. This is a punishment because I fucking raped 12 other people the same way she's raping me now. And they're totally all about filling up every orifice with as much cum as possible.
Tons of cum. Good to God.
Like, man, if I could cum that much, like, I'd have, like 400 babies in, like, one session.
So the director of this, and the director is relevant for one reason. The director is Raika Ken, and he directed Alignment UU, which we might have also done on the podcast a long time ago. I can't remember, but the reason why that's relevant is because Alignment UU and this anime Pandra, they both have like the quote unquote fucked silly thing that they do.
Yeah.
Where the girl gets fucked and she's getting fucked and she goes crazy and like her tongue's hanging out and she's drooling all over the place like.
Right. I'm loving it.
I think I definitely I decided I like the fucked silly. I like
Me
it.
Me too. I like it. This anime is definitely spank-worthy, that's for sure.
It is. It's definitely spank-worthy, and they have pretty much every type of possible sex in it. Like, there's the normal, you know, intercourse, and then there's tentacle rape or tentacle sex, or that be
lots of tentacle rape.
Tentacle rape that becomes consensual after she's fucked silly. And right. Then there's like gangbangs. Right. There's gangbangs where she's calling the guy Oni-chan, which it doesn't really mean that he's her brother. She calls like all four of those guys Oni-chan. It's just what girls call older dudes in anime or what. I don't think that actually happens in real life, but they're doing it to make it sound like brother.
I hope it wouldn't happen in real life. That'd be fucking weird.
I'm saying that like younger girls don't call older guys Oni-chan.
No, they did. Well, that's what I'm saying, dude. That'd be fucking weird.
Anyway, they have that. They have
that
like
chick would have some kind of issue.
They have some demon rape, like. There is
demon rape.
The one girl, what does she do? She fucks up and she opens up something and the fucking like giant minotaur comes out
of
it.
She opens the box and no. So she stumbles upon the one chick raping this other girl so what happens is she comes out of like a portal, doesn't she? And as she's appearing, the chick, her hair turns into like all these fucking dildo like tentacles. And they, like, grab her in, like, perverse ways and, like, encircling her tits and, like...
The bottom line there is that a gigantic minotaur demon comes out and it starts fucking her immediately, right?
Right.
And
the demon's like, they've seen us, it's too much. And then, yeah, he summons a giant minotaur with, like, a humongous dick. And he rapes the living fuck out of her.
It is fucking in gigantic. Every way possible. It's a gigantic dick. She's like, it's so unrealistic, but it's hentai, you know, because, first of all, she's like, oh my god, it's my first time. I can't believe I'm having my first time with a monster, and like
this is horrible.
The one thing I don't like about this hentai is that like because she's a virgin, when he sticks his giant mass like fucking tree trunk sized dick inside of her,
tree trunk fuck rod,
her pussy bleeds, which of course it's going to because whether she's a virgin or not, you're gramming a tree inside of her, and I don't like the blood. I don't like blood. Weird. I don't like that.
I kind of liked it.
All right, you like it. That's fine. So, and then
it was all like violent shit. She was getting punished for being there and at the wrong time. Shouldn't have been there.
It's pretty sad, yeah.
Shouldn't have been there. Now I have to rape and kill you by raping.
And
but you're gonna like it because I'm gonna fuck you silly.
They do the thing where like the penis is so big that like you can see it coming out of like her stomach, you know.
She's like, oh my god, it's all the way up me.
I mean, she's literally about as big as his forearm, and there's like one shot that I remember where he's basically just sitting on the ground and he's just like effortlessly lifting her up and down on top of his penis, like and at this point she basically is loving it and she's drooling and her tongue's hanging out and her eyes are rolling up in her head and she's fucked silly. And so they have like the gangbang sex, they have tentacles, they have like one-on-one, then they have the giant minotaur sex, and then they have another sex scene where a girl basically, a Futanari, they have Futanari in this too, the Futanari girl takes on the other girl, so you have Futanari girl on girl.
Yeah.
And at the end, there's a
giant... The chick grows a dick and fucks her and... gives her a cream pie, right?
Right, that's the Futanari that I was just talking about.
Oh.
You don't know what a Futanari is?
Yes, I do.
Anyway.
I've
have you been drinking, Roko?
I have been, yeah.
I can tell. As this podcast has progressed, you have started to speak differently.
Yeah.
So, and then at the very end, there's like a massive orgy. There's like 40 people fucking.
Yeah, yes. That was quite the scene.
So... it's only 27 minutes long, but there's like five long sex scenes in 27 minutes.
You could multi-spank Pandra and be left in the end like, what the fuck is episode 2 going to be like?
Like, you're never going to... If you start like whipping your dick out in like the beginning of this hentai, you're never going to get to the end of it.
No, you're not. Don't
even
take
bother.
Go at a nice slow roll.
I mean, just... Yeah. Yeah. Just... Cuddle up with your lonely self in bed with a box of tissues and
maybe fondle your own sack a little bit, get comfortable.
I thought it was really good. Like, it looks great. I've seen hentai that look better, There was one where about the princess that likes being having sex. It was the Ichiga Otsuki. I can't remember what it was called exactly, but how did you feel about this hentai? Did you think it was good?
I rather liked it. It was pretty. For a hentai, it was good. On a one to five scale. Oh, that's tough. I don't know, man. I'd probably say 4 out of 5. 4 tentacles all ramming into one pussy at once and out the mouth out of fives.
The hentai. So it's. I thought that it looked really great, and it's maybe not quite as glossy as there was one hentai that we did a long time ago called Ojo-sama wa Ichiga Otsuki, and it's not quite as glossy and beautiful as that hentai, which came out in 2010 by Pink Pineapple, also by Pink Pineapple. But this one looks really nice, and it's really super new. What score are you giving it, Roko?
I am giving it a 4. Thrusting rape tentacles out of 5.
I honestly think I liked it a little better than that. Even I thought it was real. I mean, it's censored, but it's brand new, so that's the law. Like they have to. And
yeah, that's why I gave it the 4.
I mean, yeah, but at this point, you can't really criticize the. All right,
I know. I'm a jaded American, man. What do you want me to say?
So here are your options, Roko, before I give my score. So. 10 years ago, when hentai definitely didn't have to be censored, you can have your uncensored hentai, or you can have your uncensored hentai and have really shitty art where the girls aren't nearly as hot because the art's not as good, or you can have censor, but the girls are like glossy and perfect looking. Which one
is that?
Do you...
Like is that law?
This is your choice because right now at this point in time it is a law that they have to censor the vagina and penis. So,
well, that makes me super sad.
Would you rather have the uncensored with the worst art or the censors and have better art? Which one?
I don't know, man. That's hard to say.
For me, it's not close. I'd rather have the good art. I can't even. It's not even worth like looking at for me if it looks like it was made in like 1992. It looks like
dude,
it looks
just,
terrible.
Just spec it to some stick figures, man. That's what the cavemen used
you
to do.
You might as well be.
They were just like, man, look at this stick dick going in the stick bitch.
I'm gonna give it 4.5. Pandora's boxes that you shouldn't stick your dick in out of 5, because sometimes they slam the lid down on your dick and it hurts.
That's usually not pleasurable.
So I thought it was really good. So
I thought it was really good too. I really enjoyed it. Honestly, if I would redo my vote, I'd probably agree with you and give it the 4.5.
I mean, you can redo your vote, and I
renounce my vote and reannounce a 4.5 out of 5.
You heard it there, people. Only on the Anime Axonomist podcast do we renounce and revote in the same 2 minutes. So. I was really happy that there wasn't any incest in it. I'm really tired of like randomly picking an anime or hentai and having it be an incest show.
That's yeah.
That pisses me off because I don't really enjoy that. And this pretty.
But aren't you from West Virginia?
I am.
So what the hell, man?
I'm renouncing my own heritage.
Oh my goodness.
So
you make me sick.
I thought that this hentai pretty much had every conceivable type of sex in it for a hentai. And so there's really no one that I would not recommend it to. I think everybody pretty much will enjoy it.
As long as you are of age to spank your meat to media material, okay. Please do so.
What age would that be? Because I think pretty much every boy that's older than 12 is spanking it.
That's probably true.
At least a very high percentage. Like as soon as you figure it out, which nowadays you probably figure it out way before you can actually spank it, they're probably doing that. So
well, I don't feel like discussing that age, but yeah. So, I guess I don't care. I guess I really don't care how old you are.
This has been this is probably the longest hentai episode we've ever done. the podcast.
It's probably true.
But I'm sure that, but I think it was full of good content for people. So people that were waiting a long time for this next episode, well worth the wait. So
yeah, definitely.
Okay, so do you have any closing comments, Rocco, before we say goodbye?
I do not.
So we're gonna have to. We're gonna try to do this a little more frequently. Like we always say that.
I know. Yeah, we always say that. But I'm moving into a more stable environment where I can control noise and such here at the end of the month. So I plan on trying to get a little more involved again.
And since we're being sponsored by JList, we can continue to find interesting items off their website to talk about in these hentai episodes. So we kind of have like a show and tell for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have a good reason to keep keep creating the hentai episodes on our previously, you know, monthly scale that we were doing. So we'll try to stick to that this time for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So don't forget to go check out that crystal heart wand on JList, and go check out our website at www.aaapodcast.com. Were you gonna say something, Rocco?
I was gonna say it's a lot of fun. You should buy one.
And thank you again to Ayumi for coming on the podcast. We appreciate her candor in the whole affair. So,
thanks for having me. I enjoyed testing it.
Okay, we'll see you guys next time.
All right, peace out.